Rabosai, let's open the Gemara, the first topic for today, Gemara Mufereshes, the beginning of Perek Tinokes, Perek Asiri. Whole discussion of when you can be Makil on the grounds that it's a Dam Psulim, because Dam Psulim is the ultimate Makom. That's the whole Sukkah Gemara, how many times and how many days, etc., etc., etc. The Gemara in Samach Heim and Beis, however, says that's really the Mishnah. But we pass him, Boel Bilas Mitzvah, Uporich, Faket. The Dam Besulim is prohibited. Right, this is Medina de Gemara, not Medina de Mishnah. This is Amaroyim, not Tanoim, Bebeb Shuto. Okay, Rabbi Oseinu, maybe the Brisa. It says, Rabbi Oseinu Chozev and Imnu Boel Bilas Mitzvah, Uporich. And of course, the question becomes, why is this true? Why? There's a long discussion in Rishonim, very brief. The Ramban seems to say that in this statement they said that we can no longer rely on the heter of Dam Maka B'chlal. That's it. Because Psulim is the ultimate Maka, and that's usur. So Kavachomer, a regular Maka, which we're not 100% sure it's a Maka, would certainly be usur. That's the opinion of the Ramban. Alright? All Rishonim disagree, but the Ramban say Dam Maka is in fact mutter. Why are we machmer over here? So the Rosh writes a very interesting expression. The Rosh writes, A, da maka is mutar. B, we're not afraid there's any da maka mixed in over here. So why are we machmer? Well, you know, because bias mitzvah lekol mesura, so they gave it the din of chumrus shebechumrus, which is what? Bogeres sherasa. She's over 12 and a half years old, and she saw that. But the obvious question is, well, why is that us? So Bagarish Shavrosa, she's 21 years old and gets married. So why is that answer? Every girl has that chumra. But so what? We still don't understand what's going on over here. What's pshat? Moreover, the Rosh himself in Ksubis seems to say Sheminis Arev Dam Nida. Here he rejects that. That's a Sidve Taras Kasha, steer in the Rosh. So he answers, well, once they made a Gzeira, because Musul Akol, they threw in a possibility that maybe there is some dam, but why? So some want to say as follows: the Gaonim say that bias mitzvah is what they call chalchola, and we spoke about tischalchal hamalka, Esther hamalka. Maybe there's a certain kind of a shivering. The first bias, painful. She's nervous. Whatever. Maybe a little dam will come out as happened by Esther hamalka. That's one possibility. A second possibility is that no. They are machmer in this case, although normally we're not machmer for dam maka, as the Rosh writes preferish against the Ramban. But here it's only what we call lishah. It's only lishah. The Rashi says osu b'maka zu, not a different maka against his Rebbe the Ramban. Fine. In any event, this is the discussion. Are these anything more than theoretical? Well, we quote from the Sefer Mishmera Satara, who says like this: according to the Rosh, there's a gzeira on Bias Mitzvah. Dam Besulim is a makah, and we're told in it. What's the example? The motive the Besulim, not Ayadei Bia. Or it's a Bedikah Sa'ed. But according to the Rashba, he says, they paskin that we're not told that when it comes to the Dam Psulim, it's only once, you don't have to worry about it too long, and therefore even if it comes out on an Eid Bedika, or the doctor took it out, it would be also according to the Rashi. But fortunately for us, the Mishmeres HaTara passes the Kula. It's all a shout of the Rabbanon, it's a Machlokes Rosh and the Rashi, in his opinion, he passes the Kula. He brings a riot from the Ravid, the base Rebbe Miyuchu Asatzma, to remove the Psulim, Rashi Yavam Basaf Lama Dalam and Beis, and then it would presumably would not be a din of Baal Vilas Mitzvah Uporish. Rav Moshe, coming before, says, and that's not true, even according to the Rashbetz Mutter. Even to the Rashbetz Mutter. Because you took out the Psulim, but Rav Moshe's Lashon is, you're afraid, she Yadapku Odapam. In other words, if you're not going to allow her to be with her husband as soon as they took out the Psulim, we're afraid it's going to sound like the physics of it, the medicine of it, but it's going to come stuck together again. that shall be a problem forever. Plus, we don't follow pass like the Rashba as the Sidrei Taras that we are making of Ayamaka even Lefishah. Even Lefishah we're making. So it's not the Rashba's Taras is not accepted lehalacha. And the Rashba threw in another reason, which is Dam Chimud, is along the lines of the Gaonim, the Chalchola, there's some kind of special thing. Anyway, there's room to be lenient. That's all. So this is a little bit of a shaila what the Dam Heter of Dam, what the Easter of Dam Shalom, I should say, is based upon. Could be Machlokos or Rishonim, could be certain Nafkaminis, Lalocha Lamaisa, and maybe not. So it's hard to know for sure. The Bari HaShulchan originally is Mekel based upon a Marsha in the Sugya of Mukas 8 where the Psulim were removed, but then he said, well, that's only true from the Bidina of the Tanoim. It's the Marsha going on in the Sugya, but maybe the Amoraim would be Machmir in certain situations, certain low plugs. And the Bari HaShulchan, and I told you in the second edition, says maybe there's no riot from the Marsha, it's only referring to a case of the Pilpul of Bialma. That's even referred to a case we're going to discuss presently, which is what happens if no dam was seen. No dam was seen. No dam was seen? What? Het the gomer. Hell yeah, dam sulim is mutta mika radin. It's just a chumra, later chumra of Amoroyim. So that's if they saw dam. But if you didn't see dam? So that's what one might say, and there were many Rishon who actually held that way. But la'alocha la'maisa, if you open to the Shulchan Aruch, you see not that way. And the truth is, you don't have to wait till the Shulchan Aruch to see that. Turn to the Rosh, Rabbosai. I think everyone should turn to the Rosh. We haven't seen anything inside yet today. The Rosh, Perek Yud, Simen Aleph. Simen Aleph. Okay. The Rosh writes over here, Perek Yud, Simen Aleph. First of all, he argues with the Ravid. The Ravid says every case of Bias Mitzvah, with his dam, you have to be Omach Yomos Ever. That's the Ravid Shita. It's like Chalila Chas Pierce Anita Tachta, and he rejects it. Should we reject this Halacha Levaisa? Fine. So that's the thing we should mention before. She does a Ravid, which we do not accept. Fine. Don't accept. Good. So we give everyone Chumash and Bechumash as we mentioned before, etc. Against the Ravid. So Baruch Hashem. The Rosh is a big maker against the Ravid. Shoo! But then he says, not such a great news, but it's all Lamed is, the came in Shechvir B'Yuzul as Hosea Kenida, Hikach Afilu Bo'av Elo Motza Dam, came in the Rov Noshim Yeshem Dam Sulim, Chayshinen Shem Oyer Shem Tipas Dam, Kecharel V'Nevad, O Shem Echipo Shechva Zera. Whoa. The Bahatoya Lo Talina, the Bilzad Lo Shechichahu, he quotes the Gemara of Samach Dalad Amid Beitz. Wow. Can you imagine that? Passes Halacha Lamaisa. So Rav Lifrosh, Afilu Lo Motzadam. That's what he says. Now, the Ravid suggests it, but he said no. The Ravid says it's a Mandaba who thinks it's Osir, Umistabra Bekula. It's quoted by Divrei Chamud this year, Os Aleph. The Ravid is a Das Miut. Rov Rishonim Amachmo in the Shaila. Wow. So this leads to another question, which is very, very common. It's commonplace nowadays, there's no dam. And the question becomes, what are they machmer for? What case are they machmer for when there's no riyas dam? What do you mean, what case? It's in Mefurash in the Gemara. There was a bia, and there's no dam. We have to be machmer. The question is, how do you define the word bia? How is that word defined in this particular circumstance? Take a look at Divrei Chamudos again. Here in Sivkot Aleph. He writes over here. Oh, the Ramah writes, "Noagin lahokalim lo gomar beer rak heraba v'laros adam avlim bole beer mamish tzorach lifos shimena abish laros adam." So that's the question: what does it mean, beer mamish? How do you define that term? What do the words mean? So the Sidrei Taras says in the Siman Kuf Tzad Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, that until the Gmar Bia Mamash, the entire Aver is inside, it has the status of Harav for this purpose. And he brings a riot. The mandamar and yavamis nun hayamid beis. That harah is neshika, just touches. And hachasatara is called marbiya. Whatever's in between is considered to be harah. So too, the way we pass on halacha, that harah is hachasatara, everything between until kol ha'eva goes in is considered to be in the category of harah for this purpose. And therefore, you don't see blood, there would not be a need for there to be any prisha. Try again without any need to shishat to count 7 clean days and go to the mikvah. That's what we assume. Halacha l'maaseh, that's what we assume. Shevet Alevi says, well, you know, he's only willing to be mekel until hachnasas chatzi ha'eva, 50%. How can a person measure these things? Even kol ha'eva is hard to understand. It seems to be the Sidrei Tara is correct for various reasons. The whole thing is a chumrah gabi chumrah. We shouldn't be machmer any more than we should be machmer. That's it. There's a limit to our chumras. We shouldn't be more machmer than that. And we have to discuss the question, which goes back to the again. So we can be makel. We're saying if there's no damsi, we can be makel in a case where the blood was removed by a doctor before the marriage. And if we can make it until it's proved after the marriage, she's not considered to be a nida going forward. We have to discuss a little bit what's the din of Bia Shnia. The Rosh Hashulchan writes, it's Dovi, Adua, Baruch, Umanusa, that you can be more than one time Dam Basul, Maisim B'chol Yom. So the halacha of Maisim Paskin, that is also the second time as well. Let's say the husband finds on himself and she finds on her skin, V'chule, V'chule. What happens if they find on a colored sheet, again, Maisa B'chol Yom, we found a Bavadja is Mekel. A Bavadja is Mekel. Once you pay, the extra chumrah was only for the first beer, the beer that they were machmer for, but the next beer, there's this blood on a colored sheet, we can be Mekel. And we came up with an interesting situation. They can end up in a case where they're never machmer. Never. Why? Because they were together. And they asked him, was it a Gemara Bia? Was the whole Aver in? I don't think so. So we make it. And it happens once, twice, three times. The fourth time they say, yeah, not for sure that it was a Gemara Bia. But you know, in retrospect, maybe it was the previous one. I mean, I don't know exactly which one it was. So can we make it there? So this whole thing is a Chumrah. Well, only Machmah, if we know a particular Bia was the one when there was a Gemara Bia for the first time. Okay? So this also happens in a occasionally. Yes, sir.
Like, she's going to be, No.
She went to the mikvah in the interim. She went to the mikvah, and they tried a couple of times, and they made a little progress. Nah, her period came, she went to the mikvah. Nope, try again. Again, there's no blood. Again, they're not sure. Nope. Went to the mikvah a third time, fourth time. After a while, they said, you know, Yeah, now, but which one? I don't know. Maybe it was from the previous time she went to the mikvah in the interim. That's the case I'm talking about. Otherwise, you're right.
The assumption that she didn't actually see dam.
She never saw dam, never, not even once. This is very common. Look, the Gemara he has, he turned Bulgaris, doesn't see dam. She's 12 and a half, well, she's 25. Chazan Ashir. He's a careful Ashir. So it's even more likely there's no blood. Okay, suppose. I won't go into percentages. Fine. Both side. They're short on time. That's partly my fault for my introductory remarks, but okay. But it's also important. Let's skip to the sugya of of Yoledes. The next thing we do is on the Flamen Hayam and Beis. The whole sugya of Yoledes. We can't discuss every last prat to prat. Let's first give the law of the Torah Hakadosha. The Torah Hakadosha says in Pasuk Tazria, if a woman has a baby boy, she's tummy for 7 days, and for 32 days she is tar. Teshev and made Torah means she's tar no matter what comes out. Opposite of what the Karoim said. A girl, 14 days, then she's Tahora for 66 days. Teshev and made Torah. Opposite of what the Karoim said. That's the din of the Torah Kadosh. Fine. We call that Dam Tar. Dam Tar is ensconced in the Bible itself. Fine. There's an interesting din. Since we're holding my era of Pesach, Mamash, we're exactly 1 week before Pesach. So we're probably called Arve Pesachim. And Arve Pesachim, and the Kufiyud Gimel, the Gemara says that you have to be Poresh the night of the 41st for a boy or the 81st for a girl. Simple logic. They were together until now, no matter if she was seeing blood, Tam Toar. Now, if they're not going to have a demarcation in their minds and based on their actions, they're going to mistakenly think, okay, we can keep going. Chas v'shalom, he's a chorus. So they had to ask her that one night, 41 or 81. Now she'll wake up to realize, oh, the party's over, the honeymoon is over. Till now, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a honeymoon of 33 or 66 days. Honeymoon, even with this dam, there's no problem. The honeymoon is over. Fine. Let's go to the Mefurash Gemara Pesachim, which the Rosh quotes in Perek Gimel, Simen Hey. And there he makes the following comment. Since we're in the Rosh from before, let's go just turn back a little bit to the Rosh. Perek Gimel, Simen Hey. See what he says there. We'll see soon. That means in some places they were not. That was against the Poskim Chumash. Hold on. So you have to be Poresh. 41 and 81. Only one night is good enough. Oh, some disagree. Then he says, oh, one night is enough. Fine. Now, it's interesting. If you look at the Teferet Shmuel, just to save some time, we said, Bo HaMinig Shel Shtus. They wait 40 days and it's 80 days till they go to the mikveh. It's a minhag shel shtus, and the Rambam called it a minhag shel stukim. Minhag shel stukim, the Rashba too. Minhag shel stukim, which is forcing the mevatel the mikveh. Finished. Boom. Right. It's terrible. Terrible. Stukim. The Sukkim understood Teshev means she's Tamei no matter what, not Torah no matter what. Alright? The Bach, believe it or not, defends the Minhag. I'm called Minhag of Sukkim. The Bach, of course, concedes if you're doing it for the reason of the Sukkim, that's a terrible thing. But there could be a reason to keep it. As a matter of fact, you get an impression from the Bach, I got that impression, that the whole reason why they kept it was not to be nichshel in the mistake of the 41st night and the 81st night. The easiest way to avoid that is not to be together until that night passes. That's a big, steep price to pay for one night of a mistake, but that's the impression I got from the words of the Bach. Not sure I'm right, but that's what impression I received from reading the Bach. Fine. Good. Rabosai. Oh. There are many places where they're not bowl on Dam Tohar, and if they're not bowl on Dam Tohar, push-up shot is that the 41st, 81st night should not apply. That's what the Rosh introduces, Simon Hay. Uvim koma shabolin al dam toar. But otherwise, not. Otherwise, not. There's no need. There's no need. Okay? So that's the Pashup Shah. It's for us. For us. What is us? So there are three ways to discuss dam toar. The Torah says it's mutter, that's for sure. No, we're not stupid. But what about after that? So one is to say, we are, in this context, we're biblical Jews. We follow, biblical, we're Talmudic Jews. We follow the biblical Talmudic tradition that 33 and 66 is Torah no matter what. That was a meaning in certain places. This is Ashkenaz and Tzorfas that the Rambam records. A second is to say, it's a matter of meaning. Some place the meaning is to be Mekel, some of the meaning is to be Mekel. The opinion of the Rambam would appear. Whereas the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashbo, or maybe the Ravid, seems to give a different opinion. That once they came along with the Chumrah of Zera, that no matter what, all Dam is considered to be the status of Zava, then we have to be Machmir here as well. So therefore, if she went to, she had a baby, so she had a baby girl, and she went to the mikveh a month later or 6 weeks later, which is, you know, usually possible, not always, but usually. She has a honeymoon now. She should have a honeymoon until the 8th day, 81. She sees again on day 50-something or 60-something. We have to answer it as Chumah de Rav Zeira. We did it to Gemara. So it's either it's Mutter, Osim Mimin Midah HaGaonin, or Osim Midin de Gemara, because of Rav Zeira. So there are three possibilities, Halacha L'Maaso, as far as this Midah is concerned. Now, all this refers to a case where she went to the mikvah and she saw them afterwards. What about before she went to the mikveh? When can you go to the mikveh? So here's a double issue. Number one issue is, that there's a sugya in Gemara about Yoledes Bezov. I don't have time to go through the intricacies of the sugya, a very complex sugya. And the statement made by Kemal all the Rishonim is that Bismanenu, every woman is treated as Yoledes Bezov. That's part of Chumah Derav Zeir. That's much more common than saying the Dam Torah is Chumah Derav Zeir. We don't know where a woman is holding, so we never know. So she could be Yoledes Bezov, which is a you need Shiva Nekiyim for sure. Okay, so do Shiva Nekiyim. Not so simple. Against Beis Shammah. So this leads to the Mordechai to say the Kuanta Rabbeinu Tam, you can't. Rabbeinu Tam passing like Abaye. Let me show you the Gemara of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, just to refresh our memories briefly. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Machlokos Abaye and Rava. Quote Rabbi Merenus, Ein Leda Soseres, the Shiva Nekiyim, Ma'al Shetala, Abaye says, Ein Ola, Rava says, Ola. So most show pass like Rava. Rabbi Natam, this is the Laman of Yalkagam, Leda, Laman. If you follow Rabbi Natam, then what? Ein Ola, so the Rabbi Natam, as the Mordechai quotes, comes up with a Wapachumra. Since Biyomu Tfila Talia Rachmana, until you go to the mikveh, you can't start counting Shiva Nekiyim. So you have to go to mikveh twice. Once to get the count of 7 days started, and then once again after the 7 days are over. Oh, it's too much of a hassle to go twice. So they wait until 40 or 80 days. Says the Bach, really should be 47 and 87, because you can't get started. So the Bach says, yeah. And the Ramah says, the Shtaiber of a minute to wait 40 and 80, you really should have waited, you get the impression, 47 and 87, according to this combination of chumras. The Marashal says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, he never meant to say that you cannot start counting until you go to the mikveh. No. Your main is really so about as far as the Dam is concerned. It proves Rabbeinu Tam himself on that Flamin Hubim and Aleph. Tos Mikam Rabbeinu Tam, your letters bezol was manazeh. Yeah. Sofan achim et tumas aleda shiv in the kiyim. She sees later on, ain't a soseris. It sounds like it's clear that you don't have to go to the mikveh two times. So they think the Mordechai is a das yachad even within Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, there are many, many reasons why we shouldn't have to have this chumrah. But nonetheless, the chumrah existed and led to an unbelievable chumrah of not going to the mikveh until day 40 or 80. Really, should have been 47 and 87, as the Bach said. That's one reason. The second reason is we saw the Bach to avoid the 41, 81 night situation. Then there are others who say, well, you know, there's often blood around there. It's with machmer and dam toah, so we should be machmer there too. And others say, well, that's too much of a chumrah, the levush. Even if she did see it's mutter mikra then, she had gone to the mikvah before. So great controversies here as far as this sugya is concerned. And halacha lemaisa mamish, to the best of my knowledge, everywhere in the world, we are machmir for dam tohar. But any person who knows this stuff will say, in some kind of questionable case, a woman comes to the rabbi and she's just postpartum. And there all comes to some mock issues, other issues. And she's now, I say, how long did you have the baby? Oh, I had the baby 2 months ago, 6 years ago. Were you in the mikveh? Yeah, I was in the mikveh already a month ago. Any shayla in that kind of case, we could be making. If it's real blood, we have to be a machmer, because we accepted upon ourselves this chumrah. Most authorities assume that the chumrah is a chumrah not we didn't Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira doesn't apply to this case. It's a chumrah, it's like a whole minig Yisrael. But if it's only that, it can be a maker. Even if it's Rav Zeira, it's still not as chumrah. So there are many Rabbanim who are questionable. And let's not forget that in many parts of the world, there were mamish bo'al adam to mamish to be dina de Gemara. So therefore, there are in questionable cases we can be somewhat lenient, more in such a case. But what's not often appreciated is most cases come to the Rav, they never got to the mikveh. It's hard to get clean the first time. It's very hard to be makel more than you would make it in a typical case, because everyone's considered your letters bezov, and we do the Rav Zeir. They have to treat it presumably like any other situation. Come out. Okay. Rabbi, that's a brief summation of what the halacha is once a woman has the status of your letters. When does she get clean? Big machlokes on many, many levels. What do you do with dam toah? What about the Pesach Abaye of Rome? How do you pass like? Even according to Rabbi Natam, the pass like Abaye, does that affect the woman? Only affects perhaps the dam. We're not going into all the protein. The chokas between the Mordechai and what they call from the smag. That's fine. So far, so good. Most of this is theoretical. But what's not at all theoretical is not the end of Tumas Aletus, but the onset of Tumas Aletus. That's very, very, very relevant. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed everyone with a baby. The baby was born yesterday in Hashia, Baruch Hashem. And Erev Pesach Dika Bris. I thought if he makes it in my shul, I'll pay him. I want to make it see him. We've had three times in my career Erev Pesach. He wasn't the first one, my own son. My son Avram was Erev Pesach Dika Bris. It was gewaldig. I want to make it see him. They're making it in Brooklyn. I can't come. I'd love to come to a bris. One day a rabbi cannot come to a bris is Erev Pesach. I'm busy with my shul, my siyum, with my mechira. Impossible. But it's a Baruch Hashem, it's a simcha. As of when is the status of Tumas Yoledes, Yisra Yoledes take effect? That's a whole different question. And that's very, very lemaisa. To pull him with the stukim, with the Rambam, with the... But this is really the mice. Every good Jewish couple should be blessed with this shiloh. Blessed. It's a bracha. So, you have to open up. We haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch today. Maybe we should open up a little bit. And Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalad, which is Simon about Yoledes. Okay. Kuf Tzadi Dalad. So the Sif Alav is all the story about, you know, what we just spoke about until now. Right? Let's just see, once we're here, let's see a little bit. He gives you the Din of the Gemara. Then he says as follows. Some have a minig not to go until 40 or 80 days. And if there's no minig, we should be making immediately. But if you see another blotch of Tumeya, I'm a Daraisa Dam Tor till 40 or 80. Posh al minig b'chol Yisrael imol Dam Tor. He says the Petorus minig, not Petorus. Chumah de Rav Zeira, as some of the Rishonim, what happens? That's the Lashon Ramah indicates it's a minute. Okay, fine. Siv Beis, okay. Talks about Mapelas has to worry about the din of Nida. We spoke yesterday a little bit about what Mapelas what. If you open up to the Bar Hativ over here in Siv Katan. What's the Bar Hativ? He talks about psichos a kevav inside or outside. That's not what I'm looking for. Is it cotton down? Is that what it is? Because I voted like a shuni. Am I in the right Simon? Yeah, how come I'm not finding it? Right there. Ah, here it is. Avodas HaGershuni, thank you so much. Avodas HaGershuni says, watch this. Oh yeah, you count from the Yom HaTvila. Because if she'd be buried, she wouldn't see afterwards. And everyone screams and yells, it's not true. It's against the Gemaras. Alright, so that's a legitimate question. Do you follow it or not? The Chavos Das disagrees. Alright. So Rav Eliashiv is quoted, he relied on a laboratory test. It's in combination with the fact that they don't normally see, and an ultrasound he saw is called a Shevet Alevi as being reliable in this case, reliable as to that she didn't become pregnant until after the mikvah. But in terms of measuring exactly how far it's along, you can't rely on it because they often make mistakes. Is this true? Okay, fine. Now let's turn, gentlemen, to the next controversy over here, which is, you can see it on the page over here, what they call the, where is it? Oh, Toras Hashlamim Beis Asterisk. It's called Solos Amincha. Nachashim Esimites. Moli Yomel Aledes, Lefidim Yona. He found him Aledes, and everyone agrees. Allah Yentis agree. The time to birth has come. And after a few hours, what happened? Nothing happened. So she walks around 4 weeks. What's it in? So I want to say she's asura. And yeah, it says in Masechta Shabbos, Psichas Akevim Mishatechev Ala Mashmer, and Psichas Akevim Below Dam. He says it's not true. It's not true. When do we say Teshev Ala Mashmer is a Psichas Akevim? When she gives birth. And on Shabbos, you don't know what the future is going to bring. So of course we have to be Mechal Shabbos for her. But if at the end of the day she didn't give birth, Holchol Arosa Klum, Lochashina Klag, Loi Muslim Afresha Tosa Amiyalez. And then lowest of psichas akever, yeah. Before she mission on all this, after psichas akever, you can't walk, and she's walking around for 4 weeks. 4 weeks. I won't get controversial. Uve davish ena motzi lo shayach minik. Lorina and Arayim. Sometimes I get involved in some of the present. We spoke about that before the shiur started today. Moichan kavod haTorah. Okay. Weiter. Because usually when they Yosef Talam Mashver, they give birth immediately. So Shabbos is Mishum Safek Chazaka, but over here, so he paskins, that's not a problem. No, it's not a problem. Good. This leads us to the Mishnah Olos, where we had this Gevaldige Raya that the Vilna Gaon brought from a Mishnah Olos. We thought he was the first one to think of it. No, in the Madura Basra of the raya that the Gaon didn't even have, he brought the same raya as the Gaon, and he knocked the raya off. And that raya is only referring to Tumas Meis. You to move the person from one room to another room. That's where it comes up. But in terms of the Easter of Nida, Psichas HaKevah for Nida purposes, even if it's less than the Kapika, whatever it is, it might be a problem, potentially. All right? Potentially. Good. So the Sidrei Tara quotes his Torah Shloman. And the Gemara Shabbos has three opinions, right? Psichas HaKevah, Teshav Ala Mashber, Ros Adam, Shosus V'yored, right? Chavra Senos B'mita, Agapeh. It's against the Mishnah. The Rash asks the Kasha, the Mishnah. The Rash. So the Sidrei Tara answers, no, the Sugya over there, Ein and Fallen Psichas HaKevah, that's the Sugya, is the time in one house. There was not niftach enough of a pika. It's called Tumah Belua. And the Amoraim hold that means the beginning of Psichas HaKevah in Mechal Shabbos. It's Sota Be'yis Anida. You know it's an earlier stage. So the answer to the Kasha of the Rash will lead to a Chumra over here in Hilchas Nida. And Halacha L'maisa, it's true that when she's on the birthing stool, which means they told her to push, or she's bleeding, and the bleed is, we'll see soon where the bleed comes from, or she can't walk, and she's unable to walk straight through till the end, that's considered to be an Isra of Nida. Okay, but that's only if that happened. The question is, what about earlier stages? So Rav Moshe is an unbelievable tshuva. We saw, if the kever is pasuach, she's a Nida. Either doctors all say it's Pasur in the ninth month, they're lying. I'm telling you a lie. How can that be? What does that mean? So that's what the Pasha tries, as the Bari HaShulchan writes. But you see from that biological fact that the Chavas Das is correct. But the Chavas Das writes, Sifkot and Aleph, only if something comes out. But if nothing comes out, there's enough on the Pirush of Mishnayis. V'yesh yotzim erechem dover. Otherwise, if nothing comes out, it doesn't matter how dilated she is. It's irrelevant. So that's a Pashup Shah Alocha L'mais. The Chutshani has a little bit of a different phraseology. Mashema Orer HaRecham Niposech V'shul Yitzias Avlad. That's Pshichas HaKevah. As opposed to, quote, Matzav Shaguf Mechayim Shia Recham Ad Pasuach Lefnei Aleda. Right? Shaguf Miskon Aleda. That's not called Pshichas HaKevah for our purposes. So L'maisa, it's Mut, even though she's dilated. And Rav Moshe's svar is really a difficult svar. We spoke about a number of other phenomena, which I want to talk about now, which are very, very important. One of them is called stripping the membranes. We sort of, that's how they spelled it in Hebrew. Stripping. Samach tes resh yud pei yud nun gimel. Stripping. What does that do? that's, they don't want to actually induce with pitocin, with hormones to force the delivery. You strip the membranes, it can lead to a natural delivery earlier than otherwise. It could take up to a week. So then, there's the shaila. The Mari Cohen says it's a nida for two reasons. There's dam, and there's psichas akeva. I spoke to a physician who said, no, neither is true. Neither is true. Doesn't go that far in. If it's blood, it's coming from the outer part of the cervix. I think she's not a nida. And guess what? I found the Orchos Tara says she's not a nida. We had him yesterday in Shir. If there's no dam. Could be if there is dam. There is dam. If you know it's coming from the outside of the cervix, as the doctor said, she still would not be a nida. Our Orchos Tara himself, HaPeh Shehitu, HaPeh Sheosa. He wants to ask her once she sees regular contractions every 5 minutes, even if she can walk. Based on the Sidrei Tara, but if she stopped, then she goes back to be a Tahora. So apparently he's afraid that we saw Sidrei Tara Lushan, that if she sees every 5 minutes, well, that's when you're told to call the doctor, so that's makes it to me. I don't understand. You're told to call the doctor. Doesn't mean the doctor's going to put you straight into the delivery room. Put you in the labor room when they have two different rooms. I can put you on the mashbir. So I'm not happy with this chumra of the. I mean, it's not nice. I take all this coolers. Maybe we should take the chumra too, maybe. But no. I still think that it's permissible if she has no dam and she can still walk and she has contracts every 5 minutes. And you call the doctor. Yes, you call the doctor. We call doctors not just for the actual delivery, but to monitor it before the delivery. You can have contractions. I'm not an expert, but some people have had babies more recently than me. You can have a contraction every 5 minutes, and it can go on for hours. Am I correct? That's my memory tells me. No one's going to tell me an answer. Emes? So I should be a leader for hours? That's not fair. Why? Yeah, it's the responsible thing to do. Every 5 minutes, you call the doctor, go to the hospital. But this can go on a whole night. Especially your first baby. So go on. Who knows how long go on? Why should we need it that long? The same thing with the mucus plug. Mucus plug comes out, so I say, oh, it's okay, but if it's dam, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? It seems to me the mucus plug is outside, nothing opens up, and I think we can be makeup, not only if there's no blood, but even if there is blood. That's what I think. The Orchos Tara is makeup if there's no blood. With blood, he says, well, it's a kesem. You know, you manage it. Same as we speak about all the other cases of potential makeup. He's not worried about psichas akever. Why? Presumably he holds that the kever is the inner us of the cervical canal and the mucus plug is further out. Rabbi Yoshua is quoted as saying it's Isra psichas akever. Maybe he's worried about the outer us is the opening we're talking about. And that's what Rav Vosner apparently is mesupik. Seems to me we have a right to be Mekel. I don't think I have to be Machman and Shaila. And again, the Oros Hatara quotes Minchas Yitzchak, sounds like it's Mutter, and the Mount Chaliyah was Mutter. And then finally, there's the water break. That's the last thing I thought, the water break. So the Bali HaShulchan says that the water breaks is awesome. Maybe some dam came out. Oros Hatara, he doesn't understand. He quotes Rav Avadya, it's Mutter. And the Mari Cohen says, the water has nothing to do with psichas akever. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not tmeya. So Rav Oros Hatara writes, something require a bedika. It makes no sense. To check the water, you won't find anything. And to check yourself, it won't prove it didn't come out of the water. So there's no way to check for this. I'm making all of these shots. Because I want to be allow the couple to have some physical contact as long as possible. Okay? So it's usher. When she sees dam, which cannot be attributed to an outside source, or she can no longer walk, or the doctor says push. Those are all pretty late stages. Okay? And if there is some kind of dam, you have to ask a shayla. Dam in the form of a mucus plug, the bloody, what they call a bloody streak, or whatever, the water breaking. And these are all shaylas, and they should be asked. Shaylas should be asked. When these shaylas are asked, the water breaking shaylas, I say, let's talk about it a little bit later. Because when the water breaks, they force you to have a baby. That's already not healthy, because it'd be infection in 24 hours. So, you know, so if it's just the water, I say, I'm making. Once they start asking other questions, well, maybe, said, call me back. They, Baruch Hashem, they just call me back with a mazel tov. So when you get to the late stage. But some of these things can go on for a very long time, and I don't want to knock for so long. So far, so good. Almost out of time. What is this chazal, the last thing we spoke about, which is really belongs to an earlier simon, but because of Chaviva Sa'inyan, the thing I wanted to talk about a long time ago, the Sefer Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is written by Rabbi Yecheskel Roth. It stands for Erev and Nidu Yavama. So it's considered the three hard mesechtas. Erev, and he talks about the Borough Park Erev, where he's a Mekel. And Nidu, he talks about our Shiloh, which is a Mekel. And Yavamas, he's talking about the World Trade Center. I know they must have come out in 2002. This country, it's in the library, and we get some downstairs, and I try to put it on my screen. Somebody asked me, you asked me, was someone asked me today? Someone else asked me. Mm-hmm. Didn't it come to Moshe Abrams's?
I guess I'll have to ask.
Because I don't know how to, it's on my somewhere, but I don't know how to get it to him. So
yeah.
I think Yosef Penn asked me for it. So if you can get it to him, he wanted to see it. Okay? I'm going to throw the shiur on the tape, so he wants to see the original. I can't do that. We don't have the ability right now to have a live, have this thing going on. I'm sure there's somebody can do it. But I don't know how to do it. Okay, let's talk about it. So we had in the sugya in the New Testament base about dam found in the Meraglayim. So the pashta should be het the gomer because if she's a yosheves and a mezanekes, title the tivusa should be fine. And that pashta is that way. There should be fine even beyond that. But you have certain chumas which we have to accept. But as I said to me first, we dodged the bullet twice, we should still be okay. The bullet we cannot dodge, Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, then it says Torah Mishum Nida, but Asura Mishum Kesem. Fine, Mishum Kesem. So the pre-daya says, there are no coolers of Ksamim. I says Kesem. Yeah, but it's different because of Chashash Argosha. That's a very difficult Shita to accept. We presume Halacha L'maisa based on the Rav Karp and Mishmeres Satara, it's not true. We have the kulas of Kesem. Fine. How do you know? Sidrei Torah said so. Sidrei Torah says Meraglayim. You see that I'm within the Meraglayim. It's only because Meraglayim is Mekabel Tumah. Oh. The Yeshua Siakal goes further and says, if you see it on water, it's a Suffolk Tumah. And Suffolk Tumah Tsofa is Torah. Nozod Av Samach Dalad Omen Aleph. And he says, Mekel, if you see in the Meha Asla. What's Meha Asla mean, gentlemen? What's the word Asla mean? The toilet. That's what the Paskins and the Mishmeres Hatara. The Lechem Oni has the following beautiful additions. Number one, he quotes, the issue is the water in the toilet, what status does it have? So the Rosh calls Nuchas Mekvos, saw it in Simon Yud Beis, Silonos Mechuboros the Karka, they're not called the Kli, and they're not Mekabel Tumah. It's enough in the Mishnah of Kalim, the 11th Perek. Sino Shanas to the Karka, Mishtashmish and Ima Karka, okay, it's bottled to the Karka, and therefore, we pass on Halacha L'maisa, all the pipes, nothing's Mekabel Tumah in the pipes, and when the water goes from the reservoir, or from who knows, from the lake, from the ocean, from the water, where it comes coming from, rivers, and it gets into the reservoir, goes through the pipes, and ends up in the toilet bowl, that water is not Mekabel Tumah. It's considered Mayim Mechubar in the Karka. It is true, it's a Shver Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Tetzav Adach Alfach was Tumas Oflin. The Mayim Bekarka is Mekabel Tumah Lerotzen, as the Rashi Yimsoch and Yuzayin seems to hold that way. The Raiva disagrees, and so do the Rash, and the Bartanur in the beginning of Mekvos, and Sveka the Rabbanon Le Kula. Interestingly, the Beis Yitzchak has the truth about it, and he quotes that the Shoal said that a kesem and a revius mayim in the karka is a machlokos to Rambam and the Raiva we just mentioned. The Beis Yitzchak suggested that even according to the Rambam, it's mekabel tuma only with the Rabbonon. According to the one opinion, the Shoal and not a Behuda, there's no Issa kesem only mekabel tuma with the Rabbonon. Though we're not sure, the Rabbi itself disagrees, but it's a Sfek Sfeka Lekula. Maybe the Raivad is right, not Mekabel Tumah at all. And if it's Mekabel Tumah mid the Rabbanon, maybe the Shoal and other Behuda is right. And according to the Yeshua Siakam, every single Kesem has a status of Sufik. The whole reason we're mata by a kesem is safa miguf and safa mialma. Therefore, tumat safa, safa tumat safa applies. So there are many tzadon lahakil, and Lechemoni he writes, and it's pashut to him. It makes no difference whatsoever how much of a time gap there was between the end of the urination and the sighting of the dam in the bowl. We had said something similar in our earlier discussion of the toilet tissue. It also makes no difference. Some poskim are machmir if it's not too much time elapsed, but she's in a rush. We're not going to go into that right now. So Rabosai, we see Yad of the Shmai, we completed the Chazar. It's a much shorter unit this time than the previous ones, especially the last one, which was really should have been split. I apologize again for that oversight on my part. I'm going to try to give you my Makomas if I have time, either tomorrow or Thursday, for the next sugya. The next sugya is Harchokos. I figured that I may have the Maram Makomas over Pesach, they're going to have time. It's, I have to tell you, not that much in the actual Sefer Masechta Nida, but Harchokos. A little bit, in the Rishonim. You know, we'll have some introductions about Tevila Bezman Mitzvah, which we never really discussed much, but it comes up in the discussion of Yimei Libun, and Yimei Riyazdam. That's going to be, the first year after Pesach. We'll have that in the Maram Makomas, which comes largely from Nida. After that, there was Sugis in Masechta Shabbos, the first Perek, and a little bit in Ksubis, and a few others. I'm going to try if I can, if time allows. I know it's a busy time for me, but I'm going to try if time allows by Thursday. You'll be here till Thursday? To have Maram Makomas out, at least in the first half of Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, because I want to do after Pesach, we've got to move. Then I'll have another Maram Makomas in the second half of Kuf Tzadi Hei. Then you have the Maram Makomas we want to discuss Moch, I've given them a Masechta Nida, as far as the Minyas Hirarin issue. And then we'll have a Bechina, which is scheduled for this day. Everyone else takes a Bechina. Finally, the last day, we'll get the same schedule as the rest of the yeshiva, which is, I think, right before Lag Barma. And then, starting the day after Lag Barma, we're supposed to do the next unit, we're supposed to be Yuchas Avelos. That's what I was asked to do. So, just give you the general plan. So, again, tomorrow, the shiur will be Mr. Shem on Haseba of Noshim. Thursday, hopefully, on Hala. And, I'll wish everyone in advance, if some of you may happen not to be here, I hope to see you next 2 days as well. Are you off the record?